Chapter 7. Topher. Holiday and I didn't talk for days, but I didn't think about her. I was trying to become friends with Eliza again. I'm sorry that I was an asshole last night, I told her. Holiday is just a friend. We had things to do, but that's finished now. A few days later, Eliza and I were swimming in the pool. I have to leave tomorrow, I said. Eliza looked at me and then she said, Come with me. She took me up to the top of August House and we opened a window and looked outside. The view is beautiful here, said Eliza. I smiled. Yes, the view is beautiful. Eliza laughed. You're trying too hard, Lyndon. But I'll pretend that I think it's sweet because I like you. I liked Eliza too, but I started to think about Greer. I liked Greer a lot, and everything ended badly with her. Do you have to leave? Eliza asked. A hurricane will hit the island in the next 2 days. I didn't understand. Don't people usually leave the island when a hurricane is coming? Not my family, said Eliza with a grin. We usually close the windows and doors, buy lots of food, and have a party. You should stay. I was sitting in the garden with Jasper, Eliza, and Adie later that night. And Jasper said the same thing. Stay for a few more days. It's nice having you here. Okay, I said. I'll stay. Eliza smiled at me. Good. And then she said, I want to smoke some weed. Do you have anything, Jasper? No, said Jasper. We finished everything. Go and buy some more, said Eliza. I don't want to, said Jasper. Greg has weed, but I don't like him. Do you have anything, Adie? Asked Eliza. Why are you asking me? She answered angrily. Do you think that I have weed just because I'm not rich? No, said Eliza. She looked embarrassed. Greg is rich, and he always has weed. He sells it, too, for someone in Boston. I must tell Holiday that, I thought. I didn't want to investigate anymore, but now I knew that Greg sold weed. I took one of the Kendricks' bikes and rode to Holiday's house. She opened the door for me, and she looked surprised. Michael, what are you doing here? I'm sorry, I said. You were right. We need to keep investigating. Why? Holiday asked. Greg sells weed for someone in Boston, I told her. I don't know their name, but they must be a suspect. I think that you're right, said Holiday. The security camera video from Greg's house proved that Wells is innocent, but I saw another person in the video. Who did you see? I asked. A red car stopped outside Greg's house about an hour before the party at August House. A man got out of the car, Greg came out of the house, and the man started shouting. I paid someone to research the car, and it's owned by a man called Topher. He sells weed. Do you think that Greg was selling weed on the island for Topher? I asked. Yes, said Holiday. Maybe Greg owes Topher money. I don't know, but I think that we need to investigate Topher. I tried not to smile, but it was hard. Holiday drove us to the hospital. We need to find Topher, and I think that he'll come there. Why? I asked. Greg owes him money, Holiday said. Topher needs that money before he goes back to Boston. I don't think that he will come to the hospital, I said, because Greg is in a coma. But Holiday was right. We waited outside the hospital for a short while, and we talked and laughed like we were more than friends. Holiday looked at me, and her face was turning red. I sat up and looked away. What is wrong with me? I thought. Why am I talking to Holiday like this? That's the car, she said suddenly. There he is! We both watched as a tall man climbed out of a red car and walked into the hospital. 2 minutes later, he came out and started to drive away. We need to follow him, said Holiday. We followed Topher to a small and cheap hotel, but he didn't get out of his car. What's he doing? I asked. I don't know, said Holiday. Suddenly, the car door opened, and Topher climbed out. He looked straight at us. Oh no, said Holiday. She looked afraid. Topher walked to our car and knocked on the window. Open it, he said. Holiday opened the window. Who are you working for? Topher asked angrily. I saw you at the hospital. Why are you following me? We're not following you, said Holiday. We just wanted to be alone together. I forgot that Holiday was a very good liar. I don't know if Topher believed her, but he said, Just get out of here, and if I see you two again, I'm going to kill you. We started the car and didn't stop driving until we were outside August's house. I think that we should tell the police about Topher, I said. No, said Holiday. If we tell the police about Topher, he'll just disappear. We're so close to solving this mystery, Michael, I can feel it. Can you feel it? I looked at her curly hair and wide eyes, her full smiling mouth. Yeah, I said softly. I can feel it. And just for a second, I thought about... Michael, Holiday said. Yeah, I said. What shall we do next? Topher's hotel had security cameras, said Holiday. We need to check the video and see if Topher has an alibi for the night of the party. We borrowed one of the Kendricks cars and drove back to the hotel the next day. We drove up and down the road until we were sure that Topher's car wasn't there. How are we going to look at the video? I asked, as we walked to the hotel's security office. Holiday showed me her bag. There was money inside. I'm going to bribe the man in the security office. There was only one person in the office. I don't think that I should do this, he said. Holiday pushed the bribe money to him. I won't tell anyone, she said. But he's my boyfriend. I need to know if he's cheating on me. The man looked at the money. My girlfriend cheated on me last year, he said sadly, and then he took it. Okay, he said, but be quick. He showed us the security camera video from the night of the party. Topher arrived at the hotel at about 1:30 a.m. in his red car. We knew that Greg wasn't in the pool at that time. Maybe he comes out again? I asked. Can you show us some more? Okay, said the security man. We watched more of the video, but Topher didn't come out of the hotel until 11 a.m. I looked at Holiday. We knew that we were thinking the same thing. Topher was innocent.